hero. In the old days, Europe would have a military
war.
Hero.
And more time.
Of course, this is such a different kind of war. It's a culture, you know, cyber war.
Calm, restful.
And, you know, who is the enemy? Where is the enemy?
Rest.
So how do you fight?
Sleep.
You know, especially if they
are... Now, you hear nothing but my voice. They're nothing but my voice.
Same thing I think happened in England, too. They got a lot
tired.
Problem with...
More and more tired.
Arab Brits. Arab English.
You're going to sleep. Sleep.
And, but, you know...
Calm, restful, sleep.
As vulnerable as any... I think they have...
Rest.
System against them
sleep.
Next to the Americans.
No.
The sense I hear. The English.
You hear nothing
they're very well
but my voice.
There's cameras everywhere. And
they're nothing but my voice.
Well, that guy, remember that in England...
Tired.
Just went on a rampage with...
More and more tired.
What did he chop off a white guy's
You're
head?
You're going to sleep.
He was Muslim or something?
Sleep. Calm. Restful. Sleep. Rest. Sleep. Now. You hear nothing but my voice. You're nothing but my voice. Tired. More and more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm. Restful sleep.
Velasquez, après 50 ans, ne sait plus jamais une chose des vies.
Sleep.
Il errait autour des objets avec un crépuscule. Il surprenait dans
You hear nothing but my voice.
Des palpitations colorées.
You're nothing but my voice.
De sa symphonie silencieuse.
Tired. More and more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm. Restful.
Plus dans le monde que les échanges mystérieux.
Rest.
Pénétraient les uns dans les autres les formes et les temps. Par un progrès secret et continu. Pour qu'aucun heure.
You hear nothing but my voice. You're nothing but my voice. Tired. More and more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm, restful sleep. Rest. Sleep. Now. You hear nothing but my voice. You're nothing but my voice. Tired. More. And more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm, restful sleep. Rest. Sleep. Now. You hear nothing but my voice. You're nothing but my voice. Tired. More and more tired.
You're
going to sleep. Sleep. Calm. Restful sleep. Rest.
You can build a ladder to the moon with all the cones there are.
Now. You hear nothing but my voice.
With all the cones there are in the world.
You're nothing. But my voice.
Maybe?
Past the moon. Perhaps to Mars or Venus.
Tired. More and more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm. Restful. Sleep. Rest. Sleep.
Who is this woman with?
Now.
What exactly is her relationship with the man?
You hear nothing. But my voice. They're nothing but my voice. Move going to sleep.
Up through the sky.
Sleep. Calm. Restful. Rest. Sleep. Now. You hear nothing but my voice. You're nothing but my voice.
Folks, I like to talk to you a little bit about that.
No.
No.
hear nothing but my voice. You hear nothing but my voice. Tired. More and more tired. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Calm, restful sleep. Rest. Sleep. Now, you hear nothing but my voice. You hear nothing but my voice.
And since it was most of the estate, when the time came, I would pay Jack and Doris out of
more tired.
But whoever dreamed of those taxes and obligations?
Sleep. Calm, restful sleep. Rest.
Sleep. Now.
In dreams, I kiss your hand. Your dainty fingertips, and while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true. Sometimes I wonder if hearts are broken by little love words that are left unspoken. I always tremble when you are near me. I'm looking for a ray of hope to cheer me. I hope to keep my kisses warm until we meet in shadow form. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips, and while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true.
Travel the world in the seven seas. cash near the end of the month. I didn't even announce that we're going to test today. I remember seeing a driver in his panic slamming his brakes on and causing a series of accidents.
Welcome to the sixth floor. Please walk straight ahead to the You could now be standing in front of a photograph of the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository as it looked on November 22nd, 1962.
This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to learn.
Standing across the street when the president was shot.
It just takes so much time.
I ran into this building
to
call my radio station. I asked a man who was leaving where the phone was. The Secret Service later identified that man as Lee Harvey Oswald. My name is Pierce Allman, and I'm going to be your guide.
As well as an art form. I consider it to be somewhat of a life form.
Your mother's right.
Your father didn't mean this to happen.
Photographs of John Kennedy campaigning. They're in the corner directly ahead of you.
Thank you. for much more than buying a present. You don't want to throw in the towel, do you?
The state inheritance tax would then be over $9,000.
So what's the problem?
I'm up and halfway out the door when the engineer says, no sound on the tape.
You brought the wrong tape?
Grow up! Punk is dead. It moved uptown.
I told the studio engineer that I gave him the wrong tape and I'm going to bring it out in the morning. So all we have to do is go into the studio, re-record the vocals. You know, we have all night to do it. It'll be easy.
Okay, what are we even talking about here? Isn't this criminal?
What laws are we breaking? Huh? It's not like we're forging the Picasso. It's a pop song.
What else you got? Can't go back to that.
Is this the first time?
Yeah, it's the first time.
Then she'll take you back.
I've been through this enough times. You see, you think you're choosing between desire and responsibility, but you're not. You're just choosing between two different kinds of regret. In the one form of regret, you get to imagine all the pain you've caused, and it will haunt you. And the other form of regret, you get to imagine all the nasty things of this world. Good, nasty things. And in your situation, That's the best you're going to get out of this life. Because that way, instead of spending your whole life thinking about suffering, you get to think about beauty. Filthy beauty.
Have a beginning, middle, and end. I had a pretty epic beginning, and I hope I have a happy ending. But the middle part is where we do most of our living. I guess this is about my middle parts. I did it for the pure joy of it, for that adrenaline rush that you get from turning it into just a perfectly singed masterpiece. You know, there's really no feeling like it in the world. For me, it's all about authenticity. That's the core essence of my brand's DNA. We're all storytellers. We're all trying to push forward our own narrative. But after the release of my short documentary film about the art form, things kind of snowballed. And I really started to evolve my craft, getting into more and more complex flavor profiles. Sea salt and avocado, your potato chips and sardines, bananas and peanut butter. Some really radical stuff I was working with. And it began to kind of change the face of the toast universe. Toasteries and toast rave-ups sprung up like dandelions. Artisanal toast started showing up on menus and cultural hotbeds like Brooklyn, Oakland, Tampa, Fresno, Topeka, all the cool towns. You know, and the movement really took hold. I guess you could say I became a bit of an influencer in this space. My social media presence started to really skyrocket. And that's extremely important as a maker. That's almost more important than the thing you're making. I went on my own speaking tour. I even started my own line of pre-toasted loaves of bread. As a maker, I wanted to give back one slice out of every loaf we sent over to Africa. But as any great artist will tell you, and I'm not calling myself a great artist, but as any great artist will tell you, when success shows up, the hater train is not too far behind.
What do you think of Andy Corbett's toast?
I really don't want pre-toasted loaves of bread.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If I want
bread that's toasted. I have a toaster for that.
I really love Kraft Toast and what he's doing. There's no Kraft in it.
His toast sucks.
Yeah, the dude just completely sold out.
All it is toast. It
has no flavor. It doesn't make me feel anything.
Hey, fuck toast!
He's taking a beautiful, pure art form and exploiting it.
That guy's just mad because he thinks I hooked up with his girlfriend in high school.
Did you?
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but...
The guy doesn't bake his own bread. He doesn't churn his own butter. He doesn't even have a mustache.
We can't all grow amazing mustaches, okay? Sorry, you know? Sue me. You know, I hit rock bottom completely. I stopped making toast. You know, that's like Dr. J not being able to dunk the hoop, or Da Vinci not doing whatever it was that Da Vinci did. When I decided to tell my story as an artist, as a creator, as a maker of things, you know, I wanted to do it to inspire others and to light that fire that's inside me. I wanted to light that for them. You know, I never had that father figure to light that fire. You know, I had to light that fire on my own. I guess it'd be nice to have that father figure type to light it for you, you know, with a lighter, matches, or one of those long, you know, long lighter things that you use for like a grill.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Andy. You know, you mentioned previously that your dad was around.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
Right down the left.
I frankly wanted to be a first baseman, I really did. I didn't have any idea that he was going to be such a premier, world-known, world-renowned toast maker. I mean, I'm sorry, I am proud. I'm very proud of him. I had no idea why he was like, oh, it is. Kind of hurts my feelings. Have I made some mistakes? Yeah. Is it really hard to bite into a slice of pre-toasted bread? Sure. Did I dump all my money into it? My wife would argue yes. Have I lied about not having a father just to make myself a more credible artist? No, who hasn't? Listen, the point is we're all storytellers, pushing forward our own brand narratives in a way that can be genuine and authentic. You know, I've tried a lot of things. Taxidermy, succulents, foraging, vintage boat restoration. You know, those things, they're just not toast. You know, I've learned a lot and I've grown. And at the end of the day, what matters most is doing what you're passionate about with the people you love. Even if that is your real dad. You know, the beautiful thing is I'm already starting to pass the craft on to my son, and I can tell he's got it. He's got the gift. Maybe he'll get so good that he pretends that I don't exist, you know? And that would be pretty cool.
Gentlemen, this picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes
which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Isn't it? Never mind. I don't feel like talking about that anymore. I do this show all by myself. Yes, sir, I'm at Sub Pope Eric. He's not here. This is all by myself. It's only me show. It's me show and no one's calling in and I'm so hurt.
Storyteller, I'd like to hear more.
And has to slip to me a little bit. Just because he's writing and, you know, I'm not. Not that much, not as much as him. And I'm not in everyone's face like he is. So, he just picks his face and everybody else. I don't want to do that. I don't need to prove myself by being a loud, obnoxious jerk. So, because he's so visible nowadays, everyone thinks he's great. And he really has eclipsed me, but I'm not worried about it because they're going to get very bored with him very fast. Somebody whose most interesting thing is that, you know, he's a little shocking. He's not a real person. You can't have a conversation with him about normal things. One thing I noticed about subgenius is that when I start becoming friends with real subgeniuses, the first things that we talk about are, you know, subgenius stuff, but after a while, we never talk about Bob anymore. Bob's never mentioned in any letters. That's just a part of our lives. But we become friends as two human beings, rather than friends as just two subgeniuses. You know, we're not limited to that anymore. But he is very limited. He's very, very limited. I can only be friends with him on one level, and that is on the bleak, unhappy, depression. Now, if I tried to... He would never in a million years be interested in my garden. He'd never in a million years care that I got, you know, 4 A's. He could never be happy for anything that happened to me. Because he's not happy for anything that happened to himself. God, he is so shallow. Oh, jeez, I just can't stand him. I hate people like him.
And there's one more thing.
This is the puzzling evidence. Network.
There's some people say unbelievable.
But don't tell anybody. And don't play that either. Because if anyone finds out, I'm in trouble. Well, with him. Not that I care. But I like the income. See, because he gives all the issues to me, and I'm the one who handles subscriptions and who handles distribution. So he doesn't know how much money's coming from. Every once in a while, I'll get him. But I've made a lot of money off of it. I've made, probably a little over $100, maybe, that I have made in 2 years. Which is not that bad. That's, you know, that's pretty good. That's $100 free money. I like that. I like free money. Free money is a nice, it's a very nice thing. It's enjoyable. And this latest issue is $1.50. Which means we make $1 profit off of that. Because it costs 50 cents to mail. And the other issues, only cost 29 cents to mail. But we would, but they cost $1, so we don't make 20 cents. 71 cents? Yeah. 71 cents. But here we make $1. So I don't really like this latest issue. I finally, it's been out for a couple months, but then I finally left it. And the story that Sam had thought was so great, and that he had, he told me that everyone was like, oh, Sam, it's a great story.
It's kind of like, funny to say I wish I could continue today, but
and I read
to
it, and
truth.
I kept on expecting something really exciting or bizarre or gross. But then it was over. I won't tell you.
Soda cafe.
You'll be at 9 tomorrow morning, so don't eat anything when you wake up, not even coffee. And don't smoke, please.
It'll be amazing how far you
are. Goodbye.
Good morning.
And don't smoke, please. Goodbye.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gorgeous. A smooth running motor, centrifugal ring, capstan, roller, bracket to mount a revolutionary counter, congestion eject,
lifting sandwich clean, nap
take,
and then that rocket.
Will you wait for me?
Let's just bed in a coffee.
They'll be great.
In the mud coffee coaster. You know? The things that make any specialty
coffee great. Taste of the defeat paste. Few drops of oil beats the boil.
It's all right. You lived a long time. You had a family that loved you. You had a job that you thought made a difference. That you thought was honorable. And then you see this. Breathe deep.
soon. The meeting will come to order. Come to order, please. Darn it, I can't see who's making all the noise. Would you please be quiet? Don't get me upset.
Come on, guys. Hey, everybody, shut the f*** up. Oh, my gracious, everybody's quiet now. All right, cats and jammers, I want you all to stand up now. Place your hands over your boogaloo, you understand, as we stand for the pledge.
You don't deserve it.
Listen.
Talk about you. My new executive office.
This is why rock and roll
radio.
I do my
same. And I always want to say,
hi, this is Spacey's Ransom. Let's give our top 40 burnouts and has-beens a big hand for providing the music tonight. And now, let's welcome our newest members. Who wants to be first?
I used to fantasize about meeting my idol. And then one night I got a backstage pass and not my groupie.
And so like this groupie tells me if I want to like have one, I got to join a heavy metal band. And now I got like lead poisoning.
I can't pay the rent. My credit cards are maxed out. I spent all my money on rock and roll.
So hung up on this rock and roll addiction, I started playing oldies before they were oldies, you understand?
I don't like rock and roll.
Yeah, my problem is just the opposite. Every time I have sex, I want to hear rock and roll music. I get no respect at all.
My horoscope said to be more open with people, so I did this in my last press conference.
Yeah. Well, I listened to rock and roll, I was flat-chested. Now look what happened.
That's the show. That's really what the show is about.
Let me get that.
I can't turn it off. It's actually happening.
Turn off the sound.
Sounds like a cat dog.
Yeah, I think it's someone.
Who is that?
I don't like rock and roll.
We don't want to hear another song, do we, Bubbles?
I don't like rock and roll.
Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob.
I don't like a second cup of coffee because it makes you itchy.
Yeah, let's get this stuff out of my system once and for all.
Where's Don?
Why does it always have to be like this?
Idiot. You know, like you suck on them for a long time and they get soft, right?
You're on your own, dude.
Are you going to the toilet?
And at 3:30 in the morning, and it was at, I think, 3:30 in the morning.
It's good. I mean, we never. It's one of the great things about the process on the show is I really. We don't have theoretical discussions about the themes and so forth. People are just in it as people.
Of music
and I've always loved that about it. But I always wonder if there's like
at some point
you say, "Oh, I get what this is."
They know that, you lunkhead.
Yes.
Now the first thing.
Pardon me, doctor.
Well,
I've been kicking around the idea of a little custom installation myself.
There is no such thing as a little.
That was very, very late at night. I think it was 3 or 4 in the morning or something.
You must have. Must. 4,000 watt amplifiers and 10 separate preamps, a 21 joule turntable, a diamond stylus, a pearl mester, and a cotton pickering arm.
what about the speaker?
The whole house becomes a speaker. You go into the garage.
I think we better forget it.
House becomes a giant speaker. Now it's settled.
And now we're in real time, yes. So our show caught up with us.
No, it's not. Besides, my wife doesn't like loud music.
Yeah, loud?
Yes.
I would expect that from a wife. We've got a special demonstration for people like your wife to prove that hi-fi can be soft. Soft and misty as the teardrops in a mother's eyes as toward the chair her wayward son is slowly led. Dick Kenny, Mirror Syndicate, 1945.
The old ones are the best.
There we are.
Pardon me. Is that fur on those wheels?
Naturally. There's nothing softer than a mink wheel. All right, unpack, Studemeyer. Inside the crate, in a nest of flogged peach fuzz and eiderup, that's twice as soft as eiderdown. Rests a 2,000-year-old Ming Dynasty porcelain temple bell. Traditionally, it is struck with the soft, fuzzy cottontail of a Ming rabbit. Only hi-fi could bring the delicate highs of the sound. Of this groove, let's hear it. No! Meathead! I said just with the tail, not with the whole lousy rabbit! A Bob Stoudemire to be replaced by Quasimoto. It reminds me, before we come to the end of my lecture, I'll show you the difference between highs and lows. You have just heard the high vibrations when our friend here smashed the temple bell, for which he will be fed to the octopi at Marineland right after the show. Now for the low vibrations. Listen as Clumsy here plays a mating call on the Canadian moose horn. Go through it. Excellent. He has good jazz ideas.
Yes, but his lip isn't too good.
He sat in with Chet Baker the other night, and I think that, what is that? Strudelmeier, is that your moose? Well, get him out of here and stop blushing.
Why don't we just forget about me buying a hi-fi?
Be quiet. Be quiet. As you and your wife sit of an evening, shivering in the garage, listening to your house. These are the wonderful types of sounds you can play on your hi-fi. The sound, for example, of James Cagney removing his makeup. If we had time, he could remove the other 999 faces.
Hey, but what about music? Can I listen to music on my system?
What for? It's only good for checking to see if you have wow and flutter. You can still hear the turntable rumble. All it's for, nothing else. Only purpose. However, if you persist, let me show you how loud music can be on a real hi-fi system.
Well, that won't be necessary.
Yes, it will. First, I play an average record played through a cheap $5,000 home hi-fi system. See if you don't see how thin the orchestra sounds. Terrible. Now the very same record played through my own stereophantic, orthopedic, cinema, guanorama, phonic sound system. Okay, Strudemeyer?
Doctor, I really don't think the building can withstand the vibrations.
Stand back. Pray back. Now, if you aren't chicken, turn up your volume knobs all the way.
say Mexico's going to pay for it. Obviously, I never said this. I never meant they're going to write out a check. They're going to pay for it. They are. They are paying for it with the incredible
deal. Tonight only the special demonstrators could be owed me $9.98.
It probably will be, other than maybe they even hold that up because they want to have, you know, they want to do as much harm as they can, only because of the 2020 presidential election. So, Mexico is paying for the world indirectly. And when I said Mexico will pay for the world for thousands and thousands of people, obviously they're not going to pay.
I believe it's all your financial records, pal.
Turn that damn thing off.
Jazz and Latin music have a long history of interaction and mutual influence. They are two branches of the same tree, as Dizzy Gillespie and Mario Bassa taught us. Every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFA, join me, Art Sato, for the program In Your Ear, as we explore the musical treasures from both of these worlds. From Ellington to Itacate of Cuba, from Coltrane to Paul Mary, you'll find them all here on Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. on listener-sponsored radio. KPFA 94.1 FM.
Won't say anything until he gets a mic closer to it.
And introducing...
Radio, that's where it is. The global beat, the local news. Music, sports, and interviews.
And that's about all you can say. I found it because self-punishment, I used to do quite a bit more of it when I had more discipline. And... I find that I don't want to punish myself anymore, and hence I've lost my discipline.
Okay.
However, there is an important difference between the two, and discipline certainly is the positive.
Get him off of the boob and onto the bottle.
Oh, I see. He's still... Are you still dancing?
Actually, I just got offered a massive opportunity to choreograph the season opener for this company.
Choreography? Wow.
Check this out. I mean, this company tours the world. They're physically some of the strongest dancers that I've ever...
Intelligence,
1015 at 2221.
Looks like you're just gonna have to take it.
But they're not listening to it 24 hours a day.
A word. Ain't you missed it?
And so, my fellow Americans.
They like the station, but they're not listening to it 24 hours a day.
What? Gillette Johnson is honorably done.
They like the station, but they're not listening to it 24 hours a day.
Only in that way did we learn how best.
The American people in the cause of peace. I shall go to Korea.
I really clear to continue so.
Like the station.
Overwhelming victory. The popular vote was 33,936,000 for Eisenhower to 27,314,000 for Stevenson.
But they're not listening to it 24 hours a day.
Wall College.
Control 2,
21.
Too old to cry.
But it hurt too much to laugh.
Because our programs for progress are based on that faith, we shall succeed.
Where our opponents fail in building the better America that I've described.
We stand today
on the edge of a new frontier.
The frontier of the 1960s.
The frontier of unknown opportunities and perils. The frontier of unfilled hopes.
And unfilled threats. The new frontier of which I speak
is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people.
81, 81 for diversion.
But what I intend to ask.
Kennedy won in a photo finish.
Quellen could say nothing.
His inaugural
was one of the best of such ceremonies in a long time. Robert Frost, aging, bundled against the brisk winds that blew down Pennsylvania Avenue.
With some poetry. And the new president spoke.
We observe today
not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom,
symbolizing an end
as well as a beginning,
signifying renewal
as well as change.
A-Line 9, this is 48. Can really have a Medicaid responding to this location.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not. Ask not.
When an attractive girl like you.
He was allowed 3 years.
Spent several hours retyping the same letters every
morning.
And there is no way of assessing how our lives were changed by those three fast shots in Dallas.
Just because the boss stays late.
The might have been's were irretrievably canceled out. Even in change, there is continuity.
534.
Mark 20, you were stepped on. We're going to hospital.
Retrievably
canceled
out.
I'd say it's conclusive.
But even in change, there is continuity.
Oh, no.
Control 2, engine 22, you can cancel engine 12.
I've never known a better time.
Control, can you show 74 delay to triage? Every phone call.
Two manual remain and manual the whole way to Skid Row
W45 Delta Golf. In 1964, the vice president, now president, like Truman and others before him, decided to make it on his own.
Attention operators, we have just reopened 12th Street. We've just reopened 12th Street. 12th Street is open.
Flash that smile.
Linden. Show us that winning style, Linden. Promise you'll stay with us in 64.
Our problems are many and are great. But our opportunities are even greater. And let me make this clear.
Do you know how you feel?
I ask the American people for a mandate not to preside over a finished program, not just to keep things going.
He's so involved with this project and Mary Foster.
I ask the American people for a mandate
to begin.
He doesn't know I exist.
Mary and Jeff were childhood friends.
Part of our tradition is that the newly nominated candidate for president can, if he wishes, select his running mate. Johnson so wished.
With the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the
so long ago.
Vital historical material.
Maybe.
From the archives. Restored.
In the search for adventure that people have.
In search of snails and adventure. Aboard the Golden Hind. Yeah. Right. That was... Well, was that recorded in situ, or were you exchanging email? I mean, T-mail. You know.
That was all tape action.
Mm.
Long ago.
How magnetic.
Let's see.
Not little digital sticks, frosted with powdered sugar.
No, long before that.
Like some of that. Just dip back down into the stream and take another special sampling of those messages from bygone days gone by. This dance was very popular with the kids back then. And you know, the whole craze of the locking, you remember when locking, popping, and locking
was popular? Do you remember when Ivan Stang did a video with locking and popping young people when he worked at Third Coast, I think it was called, which isn't the Third Coast. Chicago's the Third Coast. This is a place that trying to usurp the name. It was outside Dallas.
Well, it's like the lower down coast, so maybe it was the Fourth Coast. The Gulf
I
Coast.
I guess a Great Lake qualifies as a coast, having a coast.
You know, maybe now.
Well, yeah, sure. It's a source of fresh water. Very important. Everybody thinks it's a place where only stumble bums live, but it might be worth fighting over to live near a large source of fresh water. For those who are...
We own all of that, too.
So no one owns
own
it.
All of. Canada owns the others. So
can you own the land? Can you own the sky and the sea?
Yeah, you can own the volume of water that exists in a given spot.
Right.
Any Californian knows that.
For the King of Spain, I claim this vast sheet of water in the name of his most Catholic Majesty, Señor.
Do you have a flag?
Oh, I thought you brought it.
No, that's what Columbus would ask the people on the ground when they landed there.
Yeah, where's your flag?
They say, I claim this for King Philip, and then they... Brown people living there say, why? And the white guy says, do you have a flag? And they didn't have a flag, so he took all the dirt and kept it. That's how it worked for a while.
Otherwise,
and you notice, by the way, the white people that got to the moon put a flag there right away. Hmm. That's what they do. They make flags and put them on little sticks and say, this is mine now.
Yeah, I know.
I never understood that part.
And yet, the treaty at that time said you couldn't claim a celestial body in the name of any particular nation. But since you're there, and since everybody always thought that that's what would happen, that's what they did.
It was just a ceremony. It wasn't a claim.
It wasn't legally a claim.
It wasn't officially a claim, you're right, but get over it. A flag, that's a claim.
Well, the Chinese didn't plant any flag.
No, they will as soon as they get there, though.
Well, they're going to bring a bunch of folks that live there.
That's right. Remember, right after they took Berlin, what'd they do? They put a flag on it.
Oh, look.
That's what people do.
Comrade Stalin.
Yeah, get over it.
He's not comrade to anybody.
Man, he's don't tell that to Rusty Rebar.
You just bought a what?
A stamp issued by the German Democratic Republic right after the death of Stalin, and it's a beautiful cover
stamp. What year was that?
A philatelist, eh?
What year? I forget, 57?
Well, it would have been 1953, presumably.
Oh, wow.
Around, after the Berlin airlift.
Do you have a collection of movies about Stalin?
The death of Comrade Stalin. It was to commemorate his death.
Did you see the movie?
And most people did.
Yes, I actually liked it, despite its historical inaccuracy.
Yeah, I heard it was a pretty funny comedy, actually.
This is the new one?
The new movie, The Death of Stalin, yeah. Some people said, no, it's a thing. So, yeah, I know. I haven't seen one for years.
Intimately familiar with the history, but they played it fast and loose with the facts in many respects. But they got the spirit of the time. It's very nicely done.
Yeah. People should get over this fantasy that films have to have facts in them.
And then,
except the movie JFK, of course.
The real story
movies is storytelling. Get it? Storytelling? The storytellers?
Well, you must insert the narrative, or at least that's what they say.
Sure, you always have a skeleton of a fact, I guess you could call it, but it's more fun.
It's like,
you moosh
like
all over the place.
Like
paintings don't tell the truth. Poems
really
don't tell
happens,
the truth.
But
of course they do at the same time.
That's true. Inglourious Basterds does surprise you when you realize it could never, ever have happened. But you're
what?
Still...
You mean that movie about kidnapping Hitler?
When no, they didn't.
The guys parachuted into Dachau? No, I'm trying to remember the one.
Well, that was Hitler Dead or Alive.
Hitler Dead or Alive, yeah. That wasn't based on truth? Damn. The guy didn't look like Hitler.
Gotta,
we should do one of those with Stalin. Stalin Dead or Alive.
I've always wanted to see that movie.
But or never
Stalin's
did.
Stalin's ashtray. They needed to get Stalin's ashtray, that is to say, the top of Hitler's skull back for
if
some reason.
If you believe that.
So they had to parachute in and get that ashtray,
it's
and it cost the lives of many
true.
Good...
It's possible. It sure, yeah, absolutely.
It's just
again,
the
we
sort
like
of
to,
thing they
we
do.
Like to keep body parts of dead people we hated. That's absolutely true.
Or
but personally,
people,
I don't believe any of that stuff.
People would make goblets out of the skulls of their slain enemies and use them all the time.
That's right.
Or we would take relics of the dear dead saints and sell them.
Of course.
Or we would take Mozart's brain.
And
or
of course,
some...
how many of those relics were real relics?
Why, they were all fragments of the true cross. And it's the stake for you, if you don't believe it.
You know how big that cross was?
Oh, it was huge.
It was the size of America.
But then it was calculated by the Bishop of Exeter that Christ must have been 214 feet tall. Anyway,
like Kronos.
Adam was much
Kronos.
Bigger. Adam was bigger. Adam was really tall. There were giants in the earth in those days. Noah, why you could take all day
That's
just to
right.
see him. That's right. So, but today is a wimpy time where everybody's now weak.
I wish we were in the olden days.
And in Homer, it also says, and then the son of somebody or other
Homer.
Picked up a huge rock and threw it. Of course, today, you couldn't even find somebody who could lift it. You couldn't even get four people to lift it. But then they were giant athletes and the golden age, you see. And you're all just punks now. You're a lousy audience. Please pay the old blind poet.
And, women that could turn men into pigs. And
5 cents dropped in his.
Oh,
cup.
They do that today. Come on, that's no. Problem.
Oh, sure, but I mean the ones without the badge and gun.
Hey, I heard that everybody's pooping in your park down there, and I read an article about all the poop in Joshua Tree.
Oh.
What's the matter with people?
They don't have anywhere to go.
They don't
go,
to the show.
Man.
That's true. And
why can't they pack it in?
Pack it in, pack it in.
Why don't they
That's
pack
right.
in their own poop? Right. Well, they leave enough. They don't. It's not no point in telling them to do that. They're
By the way,
leaving
I've,
a
I've
large
joined
amount
a small
of,
army of people that are
but
cleaning
what I'm
up parks.
Mad about is how they,
you go out and clean up the
you
poop.
Betcha, you betcha. Because not the poop part,
then,
but
well,
the other stuff. People are pigs. They leave stuff everywhere.
And where do you put the poop?
I remember being in Yosemite once and having to make fake trash. I was in a beautiful part of it, so I put fake trash everywhere just so I could take a picture and say, look, people left a mess. And that was back in the 83 or something.
That's right, like those movies.
It was a joke, and now it's real.
Yeah, or just go anywhere with Philo, and he actually does leave trash.
But no, seriously, they make things you can, porta potty things, little sack things that you can buy for camping.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, don't.
Those were the same things that go into the shelters, the nuclear bomb shelters that we used to joke about as kids, because they said, you build this shelter, so sure, I'm going to be in there pooping with my parents for 3 months.
In front of your grandmother. Right.
Yeah. This is really going to work well.
Hey, it's war. What
it's what the
do?
Russians want us to do. Embarrass ourselves to death.
Well, they'd be doing it too. In fact, their shelters would just be an open pit in the ground.
They would be used to it. The advanced troops from Russia coming across into Germany at the end of the war. The advanced troops, folks, were really, really advanced. They were like our Marines. They were really good at it. But the secondary troops that come in after them were stealing the light bulbs because they thought, ooh, you know, when I get back to my hovel, I'll put a light bulb on the table and it'll just work. And they thought toilets were for Russian for washing potatoes.
From the walls, thinking that water would come out of them when they just brought them home.
That's right. That's the secondary level. The first level were great. The tertiary level was not too bad. They were more political. But yeah, the second level. The first ones are real warriors. Yeah.
But the later ones, the Asiatic
warriors.
They were the ones that were mass.
These poor guys would have to go into battle unarmed, and their job was to find a rifle from a wounded or dead person before they could keep
fighting. Well, there were plenty to be found, though.
Yeah, probably so. Because the Russians were somewhere between us and the Chinese and wall of guys to shoot at. That was the idea of fighting them. Because it's what they had.
They would clear minefields by marching the troops over the minefields instead of having engineers delicately pick through them.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
That's the way
why
to do
worry?
It.
Why me worry?
That may be what they did. That wasn't what we did. Everybody did.
We took great time to find minefields and withdraw the mines. In fact, pathfinders were trained to find them.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a different philosophy.
And the anti-personnel.
They shouldn't have made mines. Mines are mean.
Mines are mean.
Men march mid moles, mid murderous mines.
That and a handheld machine gun.
That you get black lung disease and it's hard to get down in them and... Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong page, sorry.
You mean the Schmeisser?
The handheld machine gun created more oppression than any other, facilitated more oppression than any invention in history.
Yeah, and the Russians did that the best. They invented the AK-47. No, the AK-47, beyond anything. Not only was it an amazing piece of steel, the original, the iron one, but through that gun, through that deadly thing, they could import, they didn't mean to, but they caught on very quickly. They imported a whole philosophy. Whereas American weapons were never like that. Our weapons were designed to fire a long, flat shot. We wanted to hit a guy way down the street, one person. The Russians had the genius to figure out, no, that's not how war is going to develop. It's going to develop 10 feet away from you, and you need a room that can clear that area. So they came up with the AK-47, and the next thing you know, they can import revolution. Geniuses.
Well, in that the part of ad for the Thompson submachine gun in the 1920s, and this wonderful new gun that you can buy shows like a cowboy and he's on his porch and he's shooting at one at desperados in his yard who are out messing.
It's so horrible, though. One man with a machine gun can hold back or oppress 1,000 people. Whereas in the old
not
days,
really.
One,
that's a great fantasy, but it's not how it... Like I
hope
say,
they hold still
the
when
Thompson
you reload.
The Thompson that Hal's talking about only is good. The same thing. The Thompson was developed for the same reason the AK was. It's for the area right around you. It doesn't hold off a lot of people. If a whole bunch of people are coming at you, you can knock them down, a few of them.
Do you really think that people are going to rush somebody with machine guns?
Again, we're talking about theoreticals. You know, you guys on Saturdays were all having fun as kids, I had quizzes on this stuff. I was given the field problem of, you have this many guys, this much ammo, and this is the physique and the terrain you got to work on. Continue. So, yeah, I had to work these problems out.
I'm not talking about professional soldiers like you guys were. I'm talking about, like...
Da-da-da-da-down. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, it depends on a lot of, like, everything in life.
It depends on a lot of factors.
If you have desperate, hungry people and you have 1,000 of them, you have one Thompson, and especially if you have that stupid drum thing, you're dead.
Exchange.
You will
that
take
drum.
Some out with you, but you're dead. It's over. Yeah, if you get rid of the
all
drum.
Of us,
that was a useless piece of crap.
All of us are in the position of being in an open pit with guys with machine guns standing over us.
You betcha. And we're all the guy with the machine gun standing over them.
No, we're the guys in the open pit, and we have as much right as the guys with the machine guns tell us we have.
See, I automatically go to, I'm the guy with the machine gun. But I would throw down the machine gun, man, and kiss everybody and bring peace to the earth. use my Kissy app to open the door to heaven.
Yeah,
no, wait,
peace
that's
and
kill
love,
for peace,
brother.
Huh?
Kill for peace. Oh, that was that's Vietnam. That's my war.
The old button.
Yeah.
There's a huge exhibition at the Hoover Institution of all places.
Just went there.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Stanford?
Those photos?
There was a wonderful paper called, you know what the name of the paper? Overseas Weekly.
Yes, and it was thought to be the, you know, trashy.
No, it wasn't.
It was
a very respectable rag, and you're thinking of FTA.
Well, they
which
put
is
pictures
the
of
Army.
Peanut, of pinup girls. They
That's
had babes
right.
in it That's, all the time.
That
Did
was
any
so
Americans
cool
ever defect or desert to the North Vietnamese?
Yeah. Mr. Greenwood did early on, like 1964. But that's one big, huge difference
Korea.
Between that and, yeah, Korea was 73 people did. That's why SEER school was started, Search of Asian Resistance and Escape School, was started because the U.S. freaked out about brainwashing. And rightly so.
Yes.
But in Vietnam, no,
Korea.
Nobody cared. No, you know, there were lots of people that supported ending the war. Or
being made about brainwashing in articles,
I used to have
magazines.
On my desk in the top secret squadron I was in, I had a little tiny coin collector for Bach Mai Hospital, which was a children's hospital bombed in the first laser pave nail operation. And every night somebody wrecked that thing, and every day I'd rebuild it, and nobody cared about the Vietnamese. Nobody cared to be with the Vietnamese. And the Vietnamese were amazing compared to the Koreans, who were also amazing, but really tough. They were really hideously...
I heard the South Vietnamese soldiers were as good as anybody, but their officers weren't worth the
and their
uniforms they wore.
They were a corrupt society at that time. And because they had come out of the French Catholic... I was joking about this earlier. Anybody with a Catholic background, this is mean to say, but you're going to have a corrupt situation.
They are corrupt.
By the way, seeing the pinup girls in the Overseas Weekly... What took
they
me
were,
right back there. I
they
had
were mocked
that.
for having that there, and there was even some name, I can't remember what it was, which they called it the something weekly, you know.
Yeah, it was actually a very good paper, and what they did is go and interview GIs, so it's sort of not exactly news. It's more tons of opinion. They
well, it
had
wasn't
great
the
people.
Official. It wasn't Stars and Stripes.
No, that
was
the official.
Yeah,
and that one had naked girls drawn by...
Molly Wood. Yeah.
Yeah, so... But the naked or pinup girl was a standard, and I forgot. I had completely forgotten about all that stuff and saw the Overseas Weekly display. And see, the people... It was started by a gentleman at the Hoover Institute, so... In a
Have
kind
you ever
of,
seen Alarma magazine?
No.
That featured pinups, but it also alternated with articles featuring rather horrific photographs of the consequences of violent crimes.
Hmm. Oh, Michael
quite
Pepe
a strange
kind of
juxtaposition. Alarma.
Alarma
so
magazine?
Alarma.
I used to
like
have
Ouija
people
photos?
Buy it for me whenever they went to Mexico.
Oh, you know, I think I have seen those. Michael Pepe had some of those.
Yeah,
he loves
yeah.
that
so
stuff. And they were they really badly printed? Really crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
those
would
are
see
great.
A pin up, and then you'd see this horrific people whose faces
yeah.
are shattered by
sex and death, sex and death, sex and death. It's written into the ads. It's in your cigarettes. It's in your ice. It's everywhere. Sex
what
and death.
A strange thing that turn pages and have that kind of contrast of imagery. Not very healthy. It's
no, I. That's reality. Why I never. I never sought it out, but I have always loved bad, because we don't get that anymore, bad registration on cheap newsprint. It's
yes.
wonderful.
World printing.
Yeah.
I
well, the art were everywhere. The Chronicle when I was a kid was like that. It was great. I mean, when I was yeah. little, it was black and white, and they as I got into color, it especially looked
but, like,
wonderful.
I remember,
and I have a file of saved photos that are way off base.
India printing or Soviet Union printing used to be like that.
Yeah, now everybody... Kind of, everything's so clean and nice, we don't get those wonderful mistakes. It's like the sounds of white noise between channels on TV. It's just gone.
Yeah, I used to hate it when they would print stuff in magazines, so when a color would be out of misregistration, it would ruin the picture. It's a pain.
Those painful truths.
Color lithography.
I have a file of all the wonderful stories that the Chronicle used to do in the 50s and 60s. When somebody jumped off a building they would show just a stock shot of the building, but they put a big dotted line and an X where they, you know, theoretically the person is fallen. They love to illustrate these photos.
And a dotted line from the top of the building down to the X on the bottom.
And so I'm have this fantasy of actually going to these places and where they are now, doing one of those then and now. Gonna
look at the spot. Oh,
yeah,
the
and
spot
say this happened in 1957, and here it is in 2019.
Street pizza. She put a plaque there.
That's actually the line they use in. There's a wonderful Red Dwarf where the crew is. They hit some machine that's sending them all through time in different places, and they wind up. Of course, they have, you know, it's a fictional story, of course. So they have Lee Harvey Oswald in the window. They knock him out of the window, and they mention street pizza, I think. And so Kennedy isn't shot, and he gets. Goes,
I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful because he has. They have to put Kennedy on the grass. I mean, yeah, the grassy knoll, and shoot himself. You know, it's all very tongue in cheek. Yeah, it's pretty great.
You know, they should put together a festival of all of these films that have been made around the assassination.
Oh, I've got a,
the Overlook.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of. I collected them for a while, and I saw that one mostly because it came out of Sacramento, Channel 54, and it was kind of scratchy to watch those Red Dwarfs in the 90s. Yeah, and there was a shot of the front of a Lincoln with a flag, and you know immediately what that means. It's Kennedy stuff. And I slipped the tape in the machine and took the audio, and I remember there was a whole, because Oswald didn't shoot Kennedy in that universe, it turns into a hideous universe where J. Edgar Hoover becomes president,
yes.
And people are eating other people,
yes.
And it's
atomic
really,
wars. That's sort of what happened after W got elected, when 9/11 happened and stuff, and where Gore was supposed to win, and we went into the wrong timeline.
Oh, Gore did win. Just didn't, get to take office. But
he didn't win where it counted. God damn it.
Poor little Gore.
Well, that's the Supreme Court for you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Taking us back to Roger Taney.
You know, we're going to get a state of national emergency. They're going to have mass arrests, and then they're going to suspend the habeas corpus and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's what
wait.
Mr. Trump is threatening with, slamming his hands down on the
and
desk.
And that's what this
today.
Station is all about.
Yeah, that's
fighting
right.
Fighting that. So this is going to be, it'll be getting exciting now. But I was just now astounded to see him doing his, I didn't really mean that Mexico would pay for a thing, you know. Just because he speaks to his
base.
He
never
constantly.
Said that. He never said Mexico would pay for it.
Just
never.
Getting more and more surreal.
And his followers still, you know, they're the ones who, he has a big
funds.
Rally and says, who's going to pay for it? And they all scream Mexico. And now he tells them, I never said that.
In mid speech, the enemy changed as everybody was started cheering about East Asia being the enemy instead of Eurasia.
Yeah, that's why the guy's name is Smith. I don't know what that means.
Speaking
I
of
just
East
love
Asia,
Winston Smith.
The only country that ever actually came true was North Korea, and with we had the whole Orwell scenario where Eurasia and Oceania, but East Asia ended up actually happening in the rump East Asia with North Korea and the great leader Comrade.
But now they're making common cause with China and being received diplomatically.
And getting rid of all those stupid journalists who publish the truth, like in Myanmar. They're getting, you don't want them talking about those minorities who get
hey
trouble.
I felt sorry for the Hong Kong people. They're protesting, but hey, you know, England sold them down the river, so I mean,
yep.
They're screwed.
Yeah, well, there's nothing else you could do. You got a 99-year contract, and that happened to a club near the duck farm where the next club over was the kind of, it was a place where for three generations people would
England
hand down their permissions to go to this cool club up in the North Bay here in San Francisco. And just a few years ago, BLM or, no, it's, I think Fish and Wildlife said, nope, we're taking the lease. It was a 99-year lease. We're taking it back. You can't have a club here anymore.
What happened in Palm Springs, where the natives of that area, the Native Americans, supposedly owned the land and for 99 years, and the 99 years was up under places.
Maybe Suicide Man knows because
Bob
Hope lives around.
I know, I lived there. Actually, the whole area is checkerboarded with Indian-owned land, and you got to make goddamn sure when you buy a house that it's not Indian land because They can impose tribal fees. You never really own Indian land. They're in good shape.
Yeah, it's like in Hawaii. They have fee simple there, too, where you don't ever own anything. Which I like. You're just renting the dirt for a while.
Aren't those the Agua Calientes?
Indian land is worthless unless you happen to be Indian. Put it to you that way.
But that's they're a rich group just because they have that particular deal in potential.
I don't hold it against it. They're entitled.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Considering how much they got screwed. But
that's right.
Agua Caliente tribe.
When you buy land, you make sure it's damn sure it's not Indian land when you buy a house.
I'll keep that in mind when I buy my first six houses.
By the way, anybody who wants to, you can listen to KTTN 660 AM. And you pick it up quite well here.
Broadcast in Navajo.
See, I like Joshua Tree much better. I moved out of Palm Springs. I got out while the getting was good. I feel like it's about to be destroyed in a catastrophe.
Did you ever go to the club there?
Catastrophe of nature.
That had the robot band?
A robot.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it was in Palm Springs, but this was way back in the 70s and 80s. We went there sometimes when we were doing our desert runs.
These robots don't know syncopation.
You could see them from the street, and they had a, it was an auto, what do you call it from Disneyland?
Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time.
Audio. Yeah, that they had a band built out of that with that technology. And
that's
pretty cool for the time because it was so long ago.
Like the Rat Pack.
Well,
the real Rat Pack or the media one?
Cars are going to be delivering stuff this year for all the people who like to have robots pull up and give them stuff. And
I'd go see the real Rat Pack.
There was a picture in the paper of a Scrabble playing robot that can supposedly defeat you at Scrabble.
Does it comprehend what it's? Good letters and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
It's little arms come and put the tiles down on the board. It's not that, like, the board lights up or something.
That would
physically puts the tiles
down. A Scrabble
down.
Robot would be pretty easy.
It was in the business section
that's
of the paper. It's not so easy to make them look down, see the board, take their arms, put the tiles, let alone play the game.
Yeah, no, that would be easy. That's a pretty
formulaic
thing.
Oh, well, I didn't realize it was easy. Well, please make me one if it's that easy.
They don't have to actually see the board. They're just going on positions and runouts. But yeah, that's not
they can
like chess.
What letters are where?
I am interested in the fact that they can that with arms. It's like a torso, and then with arms and little hands that puts the tiles down on the board while the human is on the other side of the board. That's you'd think it would just be a box and the squares would light up with whatever it thought should be there.
That'd be no fun at all.
I'm outside now.
He broke out to the other side. Well, what
we
it's
need
like
to have
out there?
Systems that look like things that are recognizable.
Cold.
We recognize arms
stars
and faces. No,
you can see stars shining.
I see Venus and Jupiter. Scrabble's
not that hard.
Venus at this hour? Well, I guess it must be the morning star. As well as the evening star.
And I see Jupiter just to its lower left there, and Antares is to the right of Venus, the bright star in Scorpius. So it's the summer constellation that is introduced every year at this time at the morning hours.
I guess you saw that picture where you can see Jupiter and Venus and Earth, because it's shot from Mars, all shining like little bright lights in the sky.
Yes, the morning and evening stars in places like Mars can include us as well.
Mercury can't see that. It's too small. But Earth, Venus,
I've
and
seen
Jupiter.
Mercury, but only a few
well, you
times,
can, like but on Mars they can't. That's what I'm saying.
No, you can barely see Earth. It's so dusty that it's extinguished by the dust.
The dust. It's like us. We have to have a very clear sky before we can see anything. It can't be in the middle of a Martian dust storm. Nobody
dusty.
Said you could do that. I mean, you'd have to have X-ray vision like Clark Kent in order just to see it.
X-rays. I wish you could put on X-ray glasses and see the sky in X-ray.
That'd be cool,
like the man with X-ray eyes, but what he saw disturbed him so much that tore his eyes out one by one.
At a tent revival.
And then he could still see.
Way back in the early 90s, I lay on the floor of the playa and looked up with a great Russian stabilized set of binoculars and watched the rings of Saturn.
I did that, but everybody made me go back inside because of snoring issues.
Binoculars, you can do that. You know, the greatest pair of binoculars...
Lie down your back, you start
were
snoring.
Japanese Navy binoculars. They were huge things, too big to hold, but they were used on their Navy to look at ships on the horizon at night. But
how about those German ones where the lenses are far apart so you can see
international
distance.
I used to sit in a gun director and everybody used them. Those are field. They give you distance.
Field glasses.
Yeah, and they...
they're on a support. Stereo. They're on a tripod.
I used to go through a set that was in a gun director overlooking the Chesapeake Bay. There were gun directors, two four and eight man gun directors that were used to train midshipmen back when gun directors were used. They're so old and useless. Even then, they were closed up. And they had Bausch and Lomb version of what Hal's talking
about.
Such
good optics.
So I could look out toward the bay and we could see people on the boats out there, miles away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somewhere I've got some old photograph of Heinrich Himmler being invited to take a squint through these special binoculars.
It's going to be a lunar eclipse.
In fact, that was a standard. That's a standard photograph for military people for years. And there's even a great shot of somebody like LBJ. I don't know who it was. Not him. Looking across Checkpoint Charlie in those distance revealing glasses.
And there's one of Adolf Hitler looking across the English Channel with a color picture, in fact.
Getting ready for Operation Sea Lion. See, he can see the British lion.
You have seen a picture of Hitler looking across the English Channel? That never
from the French side, of course.
The only time he ever left Berlin was to go to Paris.
You think? What about Wolf's Lair? He went to Wolf's Lair.
He didn't go to the coast.
No, he didn't go to the coast.
He didn't go to the coast. He just went to Paris and went home. That was it. That's the only time he left.
But who inspected the Atlantic Wall?
Mr. Rommel.
No, I don't know exactly where it was, but there was a
kind of light
bag.
Hung up when you mentioned Rommel.
Yeah, there it goes.
Rommel
was in that middle grades where he hated the guy, but he didn't. I don't know that he joined with the bombers.
He was a soldier, and he followed orders.
A really fun book called Hitler Security.
He was bald enough so that he was compelled to commit suicide.
Well, that was the easy way out.
And also, that doesn't mean he was guilty of any actual act, but... all the folks knew from way back at the beginning that he was part of the resistance. He was a good soldier. He did his job. He said, I'm not going to go fight against my own country. But like Trump, he thought the leader was out of his mind.
He had incriminating stuff in somebody's safe that mentioned him. I think that was what did him in.
No, what they had was a list of possible collaborators, and his name was written there, but with a question mark.
Yeah.
But still, his name was written on the list.
And they love lists when you're conspirators.
That was the case with Albert Speer. That may or may not have been the case with Rommel, but I know for a fact that Speer was saved because of a question mark like that.
Well, that question mark was significant.
Also, we'll see, Speer had a kissy app to Hitler's butt, and Rommel did not. Rommel was old school. And Hitler hated those old school army guys.
Prussian officer, brilliant professional guy.
Yep.
In fact, he had
to co-op everybody. That's how Speer got all the way to 1950 something. When did he die?
In the 70s, because he wrote
I read it. I can't remember when.
He probably died before the 80s.
I think you're right. Yeah, he got out of Spandau pretty fast, 4 years or so.
They never let Rudolf Hess out.
No, because Rudolf Hess was dyed in the wool.
They should have let him out. He wasn't that bad. He
flew the coop to try to save the wrong guy.
Hundreds of different animals.
He flew the coop so he could save Hitler, and on the British side of things, that was not. Also, he was wrapped up in that British. The Brits were very close to the Germans in many ways. The present queen is from German lineage.
In fact, the present queen traces her lineage back to Wotan.
Yeah, yes. She jams, man.
Yeah,
she plays drums. No, but yeah,
like
she likes.
The
they like to claim
all his ancestry back.
She says
Julius
so.
Caesar traces it back to Venus. Venus and
I knew there was interplanetary travel before the Romans.
No, not the
what
planet
a job
Venus.
Doing lineages like that, family trees for famous people.
You bet.
I didn't have many friends growing up as a child.
Hey, it's been nice shooting the breeze with you again. Thank you, and we'll chat again some other day.
All right, go back out and look at the stars and Venus and so on. And
there's going to be a lunar eclipse coming up on the 20th or 21st.
Of this month?
So it'll be the last one for a year or two here in this hemisphere.
Where will it be visible?
Are we in the cone?
Okay, cool.
Yes. It's not a cone. Remember, it's a lunar eclipse. The whole hemisphere can see the moon at once.
Yes. I'm all confused.
Well, but it'll be here. The path of viewing the totality is
it'll
here.
It'll be in the early evening in the Pacific zone. And weather permitting, I'm going to go out there with my telescope to maybe Amboy Crater or someplace and where it's really dark.
And you'll bump into Pete Goldie out there.
And we're about to leave the air here on KPFA 94.1.
The air is so rare.
89.3 and KPFB in Berkeley, the B for Berkeley. 88.1 KFCF.
And 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz.
Isn't that weird? Now, that's easy to figure out, but hard to imagine. And then, of course, the best one, where you can securely pledge online and beautiful, kpfa.org. We need you more than ever now.
As
things are getting ugly.
Trumptopus
is getting...
Who's
going to build a wall?
Right.
And we have to put our fund together to tear down the wall right behind the guys building it.
Srave Raber is going to have to build it. But did you see this latest thing? I was watching the TV tonight at somebody else's house because I can't pay for it at mine. And they sawed through the metal wall with saws that you can buy at Home Depot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke. He just has to build it. He doesn't have to build a good one or make it work.
Well, it was funny. The whole thing is so large. You can...
Yeah, I think we just go have some coffee and wake up now that the show's over. Goodbye, everybody.